On a quiet night in New York City a few years ago, a young lady was walking home from her bus stop. A man followed her for some distance, then attacked her, stabbing her several times. He ran away as she lay dying in the street, but she wasn't dead. She tried to crawl to a nearby building and screamed for help. But her attacker heard her screams and came back to finish the job. He stabbed her several times again till he was sure she was dead. In the course of the investigation that followed, the police discovered that 32 people had heard this woman's screams or had seen her die in the street. But not one of that 32 called the police. Not one moved to help. And not one even opened a door of escape for her. The reason? They just didn't want to get involved. We live today in a world of involvement. That kind of apathy seems hard to believe, doesn't it? After all, teens today care about people.
You'd have done something, wouldn't you?
Take a nice deep breath. Let's get that out of our system. I'm sorry to do that to you, but I think it needed to be done. Because these are the kind of things that you can find on records. In thrift stores and junk stores and flea markets and garage sales. That's a record from 1969 called Teenage Talkin' on Omega Records. It's a religious record. And I know that was pretty harsh. It was a little rude of me to start a podcast that way. But what can I tell you? It needed to be done. Now, this next podcast coming up right now is episode 16 of the Dr. No Show. And it's called Diary of a Thrift Whore, Part 2, The Empire State Strikes Back. Now, I did a Diary of a Thrift Whore, Part 1, a while back. And basically all it means is that every record that I'm playing on this podcast, every single one was purchased on a single trip to visit family in Colorado. So, I would say 98% of these things were purchased at thrift stores for the most part. And I limited myself to only records that were purchased on this trip like I did the last time. So that means the music behind me right now, which I'm going to tell you what it is. It's Sam McClellan, Music of the Five Elements. Okay, now, so that record was bought at a thrift store. So the background music, everything you're going to hear was purchased almost exclusively at thrift stores. So I hope you enjoy it. I think it's a pretty good episode. It's all over the place musically. And sit back, turn it up. Thanks for listening. This is episode 16 of the Dr. No Show, Diary of a Thrift Whore, Part 2, The Empire State Strikes Back. Turn it up. Thanks for listening to Dr. No Show.
I can't see.
Almost
make all that.
Touched me the most was one that I saw in Dexter, Ohio, at the end of a long day of whistle stop. A little town, I suppose 5 times the population was there in the dust. Almost impossible to see, but a teenager held up a sign, bring us together.
Here they come. We're charging into it. They're just swinging into the crowd. Pushing the crowd. It's a stampede. There goes those great monsters. There goes. I can't see. He got me in the face. Oh, man.
Just make the run for president. I seek to lead a great nation. And either we achieve true justice in our land, or we shall doom ourselves to a terrible exhaustion of body and spirit.
Trouble may be, you can share it with me. There's no one in the world like you, baby, can't you see? Love's coming on strong, coming on strong. Something that I need, and I know what I need is you. If there's anything you want, then you know there's nothing I wouldn't do. Give me everything that you got, and I can't go wrong. That I have inside, love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong. Coming on strong. So baby, if you're all alone, don't try to make it on your own. Give me everything you can. I wanna be a loving man. Trouble may be, you can share it with me. There's no one in the world like you, baby, can't you see? Love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong. Love's coming on strong.
Go!
down, the resistance to kill him. Fight him back as that's a tiny smash it down. So don't try to fight me now, boy. You gotta need first aid. Yeah. You gotta need first aid. Yeah. You gotta need first aid. Yeah. You gotta need first aid.
What you doing with palms and praise? Amen, what you doing with glory? I thought you'd be, hey man, a guy like me. But what you doing with glory? Amen, why you going with the police? Amen, what you doing on trial? You're going to see, hey man, the rat for me. But what are you doing on trial? Hey man, what's across your cabin? Hey man, why you let them kill you? You've got to feel they have more love than me. But why you let them kill you? Man, what's a grave you lie? You're dead completely, as I will be. What's a grave you lie? What's a sudden morning? Hey man, what are you doing living? You've got to be, hey Christ, the man for me. Well, what you doing living? And what's the cross you carry? Hey, what's the death you die in? And what's the grave you lie? What's a sudden morning? Well, what you doing?
Ringing bell behind my smile, it shakes my teeth, and all the while, as vampires feed, I bleed.
Breathing flows, my mind succeeds. I bleed. talking about dinner parties and strutting around the dawn. Considers herself very arty and far above the norm. Looking like some chick out of vogue, so tall and thin and bony. Considers herself very chic, but everyone thinks she's phony. She's a big town girl in a small town world for big town girls. When she meets a handsome guy that she wants to attract, she puts on her breathless voice and goes into her act. Starts in talking about cocktail parties, the kind that she attends, making sure to drop the names of her important friends. She's a big
listening to the Dr. No Show, episode 16. That was part one. And we kicked off part one with an unusual record by an unusual artist that I wish I knew more about. Gonna have to look into this guy. And that was Bring Us Together, featuring Richard Milhouse Nixon. And the artist is called Ambrose Kelly Reynolds. That's Ambrose Kelly Reynolds. Unusual record. It's just called Greatest Hits. Not a lot of information. I really don't know what to tell you. I gotta look up more about it. Interesting record. After that, we had a 45 by Tony Ritchie called Coming On Strong. That's a good mod, rocking, fuzzed out little rocker 45 there. And I had to sell that one. Anyway, after that, we had I've Got the Handle by The Offs, and that was on a cool compilation I found out there. And after The Offs, we had John Yilvesaker. He's kind of a pretty well-known Christian rock dude from the 60s, and he's pretty good. You can find his records once in a while if you get lucky, and I recommend them. John Yilvesaker, and that song is called The Man For Me. After that, we have one of the records I got at a record store, and it was Black and Reds. It's a cool store out there. And that was basically just the Pixies demos LP, and obviously the song was I Bleed by the Pixies, and that was a demo version. I just wanted to throw it in there. What can I say? I'm a fan. And following the Pixies was a group called The Wanted, with a song called Big Town Girl. So please stay tuned for part two of the Dr. No Show, episode 16, Diary of a Thrift Whore, part two. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Oh! Woo! Then no show.
I'm tired of being busy. I just wanna be lazy. So tired of being busy. I think I'm gonna go crazy. Every time I'm lucky enough to get some time to myself, somebody gives me a call and says, buddy, I could use your help. I'm tired of being busy. I just want to be lazy. So tired of being busy. I think I'm gonna go crazy. I'm tired of being busy. I just want to be lazy. So tired of being busy. I think I'm gonna go crazy. People just won't let me be. They won't leave me alone. I'm tired of being used. I'm gonna tear out the telephone. I just wanna be lazy. So tired of being busy. I think I'm gonna go crazy.
Thank you. a magic little password. It'll help you if you're shy. Say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. If you're in a conversation and you need a quick reply, say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. Although the sound reminds you of a couple of lovey-dove birds, it's perfect when it finds you with your lips too busy for words. So be sure to keep it handy if the moon gets in your eye. Say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. That will get you by. A traffic cop should pinch you and you end up in the jail. Sing, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. He will go your bail. If a burglar ever robs you and he grabs off all your jack, say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. He will give it back. Those words may sound peculiar when people don't know what they mean, but those words work like magic when you play a pinball machine. When you're flying in an airplane and the motor starts to thump, say, ugga-ga-boo, ugga-boo-boo, ugga. Just before you jump,
there's a place down on the south side where people come to dance and meet. They come and listen to the music. The band will make you stomp your feet.
And they sing,
they love the beat.
And they play,
simple and free.
And they dance,
the rock and night.
Making you feel,
happy inside.
It's the Bones Gang coming to ya. We're down and funky every night. It's the Bones Gang playing for ya, guaranteed to make it right. It's the Bones Gang coming to ya, we're down and funky every night. Well, it's the Bones Gang playing for ya, guaranteed to make it right.
We'll be right back.
been a way to get away. Ha 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 ha. You're wearing out your shoes. Stretching out your dues.
my. Incoherence. Incoherence. That was the last song you just heard. And it was performed by the Creighton Junior High School Jazz Ensemble and Mod Choir from 1973. Some pretty cool guitar work on that. Sound quality not so good, but hey, the show is free. What do you want? We started out part two with a song called I'm Tired of Being Busy by Doug Nickel. And that's a private press record. Now, if you don't know what I mean by a private press record, I'm sure most of you do, but if you don't know what I mean when I say private press, it's not a DJ Shadow record. Well, it is a DJ Shadow record, but that's not what I'm talking about. Private press just means that somehow released the record on their own. They didn't have the help of Capitol or Warner Brothers or a big label. They saved up their pennies and they put out the record themselves. And private press records can be really hit or miss, so you got to be careful. But they're always fun because you just never know what you're going to find. And often, most of them will have at least one song that you can tolerate. Following Doug Nickel, we had a interesting version of Swanee River by the French Market Jazz Band. That's on Flying Dutchman Records. That's a label that, if you can get it cheap, it's worth picking up. There's a lot of great stuff on that label. Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Ugga Ugga Boo, Ugga Boo, Ugga 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 Boo. There's a whole bunch of uggas and a whole bunch of boos in the title. You get the idea. And then we have another private press, and I'm not really 100% sure what the group is called. It's either Have a Nice Change, that could be the name of the group or the album, and that song is called Bone Gang. So I don't know if the Bone Gang is the name of the group. If it is, that's a great name. The Bone Gang. The Bone Gang. I like it. Sly and the Family Stone, Running Away. Just had to throw it in. It's a great 45. I mean, it's on. There's a riot going on. Great record. You need to have it if you don't. And that was a 45, and I figured I'd throw it on there. After that was Incoherence, and we already talked about that. But Incoherence is something that I can certainly relate to, and I'm sure most of you can. And you can tell by my ramblings that Incoherence is a part of every Dr. No show. Stay tuned. Part 3 is coming up next. Thanks for listening. Turn it up.
I passed by you, went to see you, didn't sleep last night. Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama. I'm ashamed, I'm ashamed. What are the neighbor gonna say? Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama. Well, your hair ain't so curly, clothes are wrinkled too. You don't up and fly right, what's gonna come of you? Naughty mama, naughty mama. I'm ashamed, I'm ashamed. What are the neighbor gonna say? Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama. Oh, oh, naughty mama, what am I gonna do? Oh, oh, naughty mama, what am I gonna do? I tried everything to win some loving from you. Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty mama. Well, someday the cop will get you, put you in a jail, lock the door and hide the key, and I won't go your bail. And naughty mama, naughty mama. I'm ashamed, what are the neighbor gonna say? Naughty mama, naughty mama, naughty.
You got to see mama every night, or you can't see your mama at all. You got to kiss mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. If you want my company, you can 50-50 me. You got to see mama every night, or you can't see your mama at all. Monday night I sat alone, Tuesday night you didn't phone, Wednesday night you didn't call, Thursday night the same old stall. You got to see mama every night, or you can't see your mama at all. Friday night you dodged my pass, Saturday night you took your bath, Sunday night you called on me, but you brought three chicks for company. You got to see mama every night, or you can't see your mama at all. Every night, or you can't see your mama at all. You've got to kiss mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. I don't want that kind of man who loves on the installment plan. You got to see mama every night, or you can see your mama at all.
a pretty gypsy misty from the land of Romani. This enchanting gypsy mystic will foretell your destiny, and you'll see just what I mean when you meet this gypsy queen. Come with me to the tent of Gypsy Angelina. Glad that you went to Gypsy Angelina. If a dollar you slip her, she will read your stars. You'll think you're on a trip to Venus land or Mars. If your lover's untrue, tell Gypsy Angelina. She'll set everything right for you with mystic forces all around your feet. Will scarcely touch the ground, and you'll be truly happy you ever found Gypsy Angelina. Gypsy Angelina, she'll set everything right for you with mystic forces all around. Your feet will scarcely touch the ground, and you'll be truly happy you ever found Gypsy Angelina. Gypsy Angelina,
Gypsy Angelina. Oh, Gypsy, hear his plea. He loves her, oh, so desperately.
Oh, Gypsy, hear my plea and make her care for me. I love her from the very start, but I can't seem to win her heart. So please, oh please, help me. Gypsy, won't you make a magic potion, the kind of color and devotion. I'm thinking of magic potion number 309. Keep on mixing that magic potion to stimulate her emotion. It's gonna take lots of magic potion till she's mine. Yes, I gotta make her mine. And I gotta make her mine. And I gotta make her mine. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, Gypsy, please be kind. Before I lose my mind, I tried a million magic charms, but I can't get her in my arms. So please, oh, please, help me. Gypsy, won't you make a magic potion, the kind for lover and devotion. I'm thinking of magic potion number 309. Keep on mixing that magic potion to stimulate her emotion. It's gonna take lots of magic potion till she's mine. And I gotta make her mine.
Thank you.
See, won't you make a magic potion? The kind for love and devotion. I'm thinking of magic potion number 309. Keep on missing that magic potion. It's come, you made a hurt emotion. It's gonna take lots of magic potion. Till she's mine. Yes, I gotta make a mine.
Nobody's gonna love you, baby, like I do.
Have another drink, darling. It's not so bad. It's just the Dr. No Show. Can you feel the cheese dripping from my voice through your speakers? Okay, I'm sorry. Got carried away with the Fania All-Stars. And who wouldn't get carried away with the Fania All-Stars? That's what we're listening to right now in the background. Last track of part three, Linda Lewis with a song called I Don't Know. It's not too bad. I like the background music a lot. Her voice is kind of cool. It's okay. Part three kicked off with a pretty cool 45, kind of rare. Got lucky with this one, and it's called Naughty Mama. Naughty, Naughty Mama by Johnny Reno. And I don't know anything about him. Just happy to share that with you. Next was Mickey Marlowe. Mickey Marlowe with You Gotta See Mama Every Night, or You Won't See Mama At All. Ladies, represent. Then we had a record. It's a weird record. The record is called Impressions in Color. The artist is really a guy called Bill Walker. That song was called Bungalow. It's a short song, a little intermission type song that I threw in there. Normally I would talk trash over it like I am right now. And that record is real weird. It's all about like printing. And this guy Bill Walker wrote all these songs that were influenced by giant printers, like old printing machines in the 60s. Comes with a big color booklet and stuff. Pretty cool. Unusual. After that, we had a song called Gypsy Angelina by Gene Marshall. Now, Gene Marshall is a song poem artist, much like Rod Keith, who I've used a few times on the Dr. No Show podcast. A song poem artist is basically somebody wrote those lyrics, sent them in to an ad in the back of a comic book or something, and then paid some money and had that song recorded for them. That's what that was. Gypsy Angelina, performed by Gene Marshall, a famous song poem artist. Look it up if you don't know what I'm talking about. Song poem. Just Google it. You'll find all kinds of interesting stuff. And it is pretty interesting. Okay, where was I? Magic Potion, Lou Johnson. Great 45 on Big Top Records. Then we had The Racket Squad with Ain't Nobody Gonna Love You. It's a decent record. I wouldn't pay a lot for it if you see it out there, but you can find it cheap or reasonable price. Pick it up. There's a couple okay tracks on it. And we're going to continue. So smoke them if you got them. Open another bottle. Do what you got to do. And thanks for listening. Part four coming up. The Dr. No Show. We'll be right back.
and I toss a mama words away. And to this very day, I hear something say, son, I told you so.
Home and ice with your eyes.
come with me to Rainbow Land. Don't you want to go to Rainbow Land? That was Rainbow Land, performed by Rane and Raj. Rane, R-A-N-E-E, and Raj, R-A-J, on Decca Records, promo 45. First song of part four, The Last Thrill by Surf Symphony, conducted by Jan Rubini on Capitol Records. Pretty groovy record. Then we had The Tams with Deep Inside Me. And after that, The Magic Swirling Ship. The Magic Swirling Ship. Not The Magic Swirling. Okay. He's Coming, part two. Lots of wonderful, wonderful fuzz guitar in that song. A lot of fuzz. Say it with me now. Fuzz, fuzz, fuzz. Everybody loves fuzz. I love fuzz. And then Paul and Barry Ryan with a song called Madrigal. Madrigal. Nice pop psych 45s, promos. I got lucky with a pretty big haul of interesting 45s while I was on my trip in Colorado visiting family. And once again, I just want to remind you, everything that you heard on this show was all found on one trip, a few days. And whenever I would get any time to hit a thrift store or a store that would possibly have records, that's what I would do. And found a bunch of real interesting stuff. And I hope you enjoyed the show. Next show, I'm sure it'll be Gonzo style, or maybe a theme. It's been a while since I did a theme. I really appreciate everyone listening, and I'm going to give you one more song on the way out. And send me a message or something. You can find me at Vinyl Vindicator, The Vinyl Vindicator on YouTube. Or you can send me an email at pervasonic@aol.com. Or you can message me through podomatic.com. Or not. Either way, thanks for listening. This is the conclusion of episode 16, Diary of a Thriftor. The Empire State Strikes Back. Thanks for listening. This is the last song, much like Last Call.
Like the lights on the ceiling could easily go anywhere. The clouds at night in their swift silent flight fill the cool autumn air. Of the things discussed by the people who must, you know that all I could later recall were the shadows bidding for the moon's yellow light that shone on my gray silent wall. Night took no notice. But that winter there came and hummed their beards to the tune. stars, rolled the clouds back, winked at the shadows, and then silently gazed at the moon.
That I've known in night.